With me today is Ed Filmer, videographer here in the Ozarks, and he's going to be giving a program at the Nature Center tonight. Ed, what are you going to be talking about tonight? Sure. Give me an overview of the program.
Thanks for having me. These are stories I did for KY3 when I worked for them, and also for National Geographic, about people who interact with nature here in the Ozarks. We will be doing things like going into the Ice Age cave that was discovered in southwest Springfield with all the Ice Age animal remnants in it. We will go flying over the Ozarks in the fall at dawn, and we will go down a river with a bunch of high school biology students on a field trip trying to learn firsthand how nature works. Many stories like that I've done over the years.
I was going to say, you have witnessed a lot of things in your time as a videographer. How many years have you been working as a videographer here in the Ozarks?
In the Ozarks and in Colorado, and now as a freelancer, I have accumulated 41 years.
You've witnessed a lot of things, had a lot of neat experiences, I'm
all
sure.
Over the world for KY3, for other networks and entities. But I've been on every continent doing work except Antarctica, and I'm working on that. This presentation at the Nature Center is about the Ozarks and how people interact with nature in the Ozarks. There's a story about a woman in Arkansas who had curated and tended to a wild azalea patch for decades, hundreds of wild azaleas.
What are some of the more interesting things that you've seen here in the Ozarks?
In terms of nature, it's the beauty of nature here in the Ozarks. It is, you know, there's such a diverse kind of landscapes and places. The Ozarks has a very intimate landscape. You don't have the huge mountains like you have in Colorado and other places. You have small hills and beautiful clear streams and waterfalls. And every time I go out into nature, no matter where I am in the Ozarks, I see something new that I've never seen before. And after having been here for many years, you think I've seen everything, but not yet. And I'm still exploring.
And you're going to show 12 videos, I understand, tonight?
About a dozen, yeah. Each little segment is we talk about the story, and usually I take questions from the audience. Like, and the general question is, how did you do that? Or why did you do that? Or what happened to that since you did the story? And a lot of these stories were done back in the late 70s and 80s, so some of the people and places have changed quite a bit. It may not even be with us anymore.
What impact has that series had on you?
The whole series of Ozark Life Stories, I've done hundreds of Ozark Life Stories in my career, and the impact has been that I have a great appreciation for the history, the culture, and the beauty of the Ozarks. And most of all, the people of the Ozarks. They are so genuine. My story is about people who don't seek headlines. They don't, you know, talk trash. They are just good people working in their communities and their homes to try to do good things.
What do you hope people who attend the program tonight will take away from the experience, from your videos?
They'll see images of nature and people interacting with nature that maybe would spur them to go out and explore and have fun and meet people who live in these areas. Once you start talking to people who live in these areas, it becomes fascinating. You learn so much more by just casual interaction.
What time? And again, it's at the Springfield Conservation Nature Center. What time does it start?
7 o'clock till 8:30 or so.
7 to 8:30, and you need to register. And the number to call to register is 888-4237. That's the Springfield Conservation Nature Center's number. Well, thank you so much for coming in and talking to me. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.